Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your essential daily update on the world of innovation and technology. I'm Arjav.
And I'm Arohi, ready to dive into the latest developments from Ars Technica, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and many more leading sources.
Fantastic, Arohi. Before we jump into today's headlines, let's take a moment for an On This Day in History fact. On March 25, 1999, the Melissa computer virus began to spread rapidly, impacting millions of email users worldwide and highlighting the growing importance of cybersecurity. A stark reminder of how quickly digital threats can evolve.
Indeed, Arjav. And speaking of evolving digital landscapes, our top stories today revolve heavily around the accelerating autonomy of AI agents and the fascinating, and sometimes concerning, implications this brings.
It's a topic that truly captures the imagination, and also raises serious questions. Arohi, let's start with the big picture. We're seeing more and more discussion about giving AI agents real independence. What's the sentiment among experts?
Arjav, the conversation is shifting from AI as a tool to AI as an autonomous entity. A recent exclusive ebook from MIT Technology Review explores this in depth, asking if we're truly prepared to hand AI agents the keys. The prevailing expert view ranges from cautious optimism to outright alarm. One stark quote from the ebook sums up the concern. If we continue on the current path, we are basically playing Russian roulette with humanity. This highlights the immense responsibility that comes with developing and deploying increasingly autonomous systems. The concern isn't just theoretical. It touches on real-world applications and potential systemic risks that are still not fully understood or controllable.
Playing Russian roulette with humanity, that's a chilling phrase. And it seems these concerns aren't just confined to theoretical discussions, but are manifesting in real-world tensions, particularly in the realm of defense. Arohi, you've been following the AI goes to war narrative. What's unfolding there?
That's right, Arjav. The stakes are incredibly high, and the defense sector is a prime example. We've seen significant friction, notably between AI developer Anthropic and the Pentagon, concerning how Anthropic's Claude AI model might be weaponized. This tension underscores a fundamental ethical debate about military applications of advanced AI. Adding to the complexity, OpenAI reportedly swept the Pentagon off its feet with what some describe as an opportunistic and sloppy deal, further complicating the landscape of AI in military contexts. The public reaction has also been notable. Reports indicate users quit ChatGPT in droves following these revelations, and London even saw one of the biggest protests against AI to date, reflecting widespread public unease about these developments. It's clear that the rapid integration of AI into sensitive areas is generating both corporate competition and significant public scrutiny.
That's a lot of rapid movement and public outcry. It speaks to a broader discomfort with AI gaining more agency. And on that note, we're also seeing developers like Anthropic giving their AI models more direct control, albeit with certain safeguards. Arohi, can you elaborate on what's happening with Claude Code?
Absolutely, Arjav. Anthropic has indeed been at the forefront of this shift, enhancing the capabilities of its Claude Code model. Claude Code can now take over your computer to complete tasks, marking a significant leap in AI autonomy. However, Anthropic is urging considerable caution, emphasizing that its research preview safeguards aren't absolute. This indicates a clear awareness of the inherent risks. A related development, also reported this week, confirms Anthropic is giving Claude Code an auto mode. This new feature allows the AI to execute tasks with fewer human approvals. While it streamlines operations, Anthropic is still keeping the AI on a leash through built-in safeguards, aiming to balance increased speed with safety. It's a reflection of a broader industry trend toward more autonomous tools, but with a critical focus on controlled deployment to prevent unintended consequences.
So, the balance between speed and safety is paramount as these models become more capable. It's a fascinating tension, but beyond the cautious approach, where are we seeing these agentic capabilities being applied in ways that are more immediately beneficial to consumers and businesses?
That's where the concept of agentic commerce comes into play, Arjav. Imagine telling a digital agent, use my points and book a family trip to Italy. Keep it within budget, pick hotels we've liked before, and handle the details. Instead of simply returning a list of links for you to sift through, an agentic AI would assemble a full itinerary and even execute the purchases on your behalf. This is the fundamental shift, from AI offering assistance to actually performing and executing tasks. Agentic commerce runs on truth and context, meaning these AI agents need reliable information and a deep understanding of user preferences and parameters to function effectively. It promises a future where complex, multi-step tasks can be delegated to AI, freeing up significant human time and effort. This is where the practical, everyday value of increased AI autonomy becomes clear.
That sounds incredibly convenient, almost like having a personal assistant for everything. But for these agents to perform such complex tasks, especially in areas like coding, they need to be highly accurate and reliable. Arohi, what are developers doing to address some of the key weaknesses in coding AI?
It's a critical area, Arjav. Coding AI still has its limitations, and one major problem lies in how these agents access and synthesize information for complex coding tasks. A Mozilla developer is targeting this weakness directly with a new initiative described as a Stack Overflow for agents, conceptually. The idea is to create a specialized knowledge base or framework that coding AI agents can query and learn from, similar to how human developers rely on communities like Stack Overflow for solutions. This aims to provide agents with better, more structured access to coding expertise, allowing them to solve problems more effectively and efficiently. However, the developer also acknowledges that major challenges remain before such a system can be widely adopted, including issues of reliability, context understanding, and ensuring the information provided is genuinely useful and accurate for autonomous agents.
That's a smart approach, leveraging proven human methods for AI. Moving from code to pure mathematics, another field grappling with immense complexity, how is AI being applied there? Are we seeing similar breakthroughs?
We absolutely are, Arjav. A Palo Alto startup called Axiom Math is looking to fundamentally change how mathematicians do math. They've released a free new AI tool, called Axplorer, designed to discover mathematical patterns that could unlock solutions to long-standing problems. Axplorer is a redesign of an existing tool called Pattern Boost, co-developed in 2024 by Francois Chardin, now a research scientist at Axiom. This tool has the potential to accelerate mathematical discovery, allowing researchers to explore vast datasets and identify connections that might be invisible to the human eye. It's a powerful example of AI augmenting human intellect in highly specialized, abstract fields.
That's truly fascinating, helping mathematicians uncover new patterns. It makes you wonder how AI can simplify other complex human activities. And Meta appears to be thinking along similar lines, especially when it comes to everyday tasks like shopping. What are they doing on that front?
Meta is making significant moves to integrate generative AI into its core platforms, Arjav, with a particular focus on commerce. They are using generative AI to provide more detailed product and brand information to consumers directly within their apps, Instagram, and Facebook. Imagine asking an AI chatbot about the durability of a specific product or comparing features of two different items while browsing. This aims to streamline the shopping experience, making it easier for users to get comprehensive answers and make informed decisions without leaving the app. It's about enhancing the customer journey through intelligent, conversational interfaces.
And it seems Meta's commitment to AI goes beyond just the shopping experience. They're also leveraging it to support a crucial part of their business model, small entrepreneurs. What's the latest on that initiative?
You're right, Arjav. Meta's CEO Mark Zuckerberg outlined in a memo to staff that small businesses have always been a cornerstone of the company's success. While tens of millions of entrepreneurs already use Meta's platforms to grow and connect with customers, Zuckerberg stated they want to do even more. To that end, Meta is launching a new initiative specifically aimed at supporting entrepreneurship and driving broader AI adoption among small businesses. This involves providing tools and resources that leverage AI, perhaps in areas like personalized marketing, customer service automation, or content creation, to help these businesses thrive in an increasingly digital and AI-driven economy. It's a strategic move to solidify their ecosystem and empower a vital segment of their user base.
Empowering small businesses with AI. That's a powerful combination. Shifting gears a bit, Arohi, how is the broader tech industry enhancing the efficiency of AI itself? When we talk about these powerful models, performance optimization is always key.
Indeed, Arjav, and Google is making significant strides in that area with something called TurboQuant. They're redefining AI efficiency through what they describe as extreme compression. Essentially, TurboQuant is a method for significantly reducing the size of AI models without compromising their performance. This is crucial because large AI models can be resource-intensive, requiring substantial computational power and memory. By compressing these models, TurboQuant makes them more efficient, faster to deploy, and more accessible, especially for applications running on devices with limited resources, like mobile phones or embedded systems. This innovation can broaden the applicability of advanced AI, making it more practical for a wider range of uses.
That sounds like a game changer for deploying AI on a larger scale, especially for personal use. Speaking of personal applications, what are we seeing in terms of local AI models and custom coding solutions?
On the local AI front, Arjav, we have Entei introducing a local LLM app. This allows users to run large language models directly on their own devices, enhancing privacy and control by keeping data off the cloud. It's a move that resonates with users concerned about data security and reliance on external servers for AI processing. And for developers looking to build custom AI tools, there's a fascinating project available on GitHub detailing how to build a coding agent in Swift from scratch. This open-source guide empowers developers to create their own AI-powered coding assistants, offering granular control and customization possibilities, further democratizing access to agentic AI development.
That's great to hear about the progress in making AI more private and customizable for developers. But Arohi, for all the advancements, there's also the flip side. The AI hype index is a term that comes up, and it often points to moments where the reality doesn't quite live up to the initial buzz. What are we seeing in terms of AI projects that perhaps haven't met expectations?
You're absolutely right, Arjiv. The AI hype index certainly has its ups and downs. One of the most prominent examples recently is the news that OpenAI's Sora, their text-to-video generation app, is shutting down. Many had hailed Sora as potentially the creepiest app on your phone for its impressive ability to generate realistic videos and audio. However, despite the underlying Sora 2 model being technically impressive, there wasn't sustained user interest in an AI-only social feed. This points to a common pitfall. Technical prowess doesn't always translate into a viable or desired consumer product. It's a reminder that even leading-edge AI needs to find a strong product-market fit. This news has been confirmed by multiple sources, including TechCrunch and a direct announcement on the official Sora app's status.
So, impressive tech doesn't always guarantee widespread adoption, a classic lesson in the tech world. And it also highlights the increasing challenge for people to discern between AI-generated content and human-created content. We're even seeing personal anecdotes on this front, aren't we?
We are, Arjiv. It's becoming a surprisingly common issue. There's a widely shared story this week about someone who tried to prove they weren't AI to their own aunt, and she wasn't convinced. This humorous but telling anecdote from the BBC Future section underscores a growing societal challenge. As AI-generated content, especially deepfakes, becomes more sophisticated, it's becoming harder for people, even family members, to distinguish between authentic human interaction and AI simulation. It touches on issues of trust, identity, and the very nature of digital communication in an AI-saturated world.
That's a truly wild and slightly unsettling tale. It certainly makes you think. Now, shifting gears from software and social impact to hardware innovation, let's talk about robotics. Amazon has been making some interesting moves in this space lately, haven't they?
They have, Arjiv, continuing their aggressive expansion in robotics. Amazon just acquired Fauna Robotics, a startup specializing in kid-size humanoid robots. This is Amazon's second robotics startup acquisition this month alone, signaling a strong strategic push into advanced robotics. While the immediate applications aren't fully detailed, the acquisition of a company focusing on smaller, potentially more agile and interactive humanoid robots could hint at future applications in various sectors, from logistics within their warehouses to potentially even customer service or home assistance. It's clear Amazon sees a significant future in robotics beyond their current industrial automation.
That's a bold move by Amazon, indicating a future where robots might become more ubiquitous. And speaking of industrial applications, Arohi, how are ex-SpaceX engineers bringing their expertise to the factory floor with new software?
That's an exciting development, Arjiv. Two former SpaceX engineers are tackling a critical need in advanced manufacturing with their startup, SIFT, and its product, SIFTStack. They are building the essential data infrastructure for modern factories. The software that helped launch rockets is now being adapted to optimize factory operations. This means bringing sophisticated data collection, analysis, and management capabilities to manufacturing environments, allowing factories to operate with greater precision, efficiency, and reliability. It's about taking the high-stakes, data-driven approach from aerospace and applying it to streamline complex production lines.
That's a powerful transfer of technology. From advanced manufacturing, let's look at another hardware innovation, this time in the electric vehicle space. What's Harbinger working on?
Harbinger, a young California startup, is expanding its product line in the electric vehicle market, Arjiv. They are already known for building electric RVs, FedEx vans, and box trucks. Now, their next product will be hybrid emergency vehicles. This means their hybrid powertrain technology will underpin ambulances and mobile healthcare units. This move is significant as it brings efficiency and potentially reduced emissions to essential services, addressing the unique demands and power requirements of emergency vehicles while also pushing forward the adoption of sustainable transportation solutions in critical infrastructure.
That's great to see green technology being applied to emergency services. Finally, Arohi, let's round out our news with a look at some foundational work in software development. What's the latest on compiler writing?
For those interested in the foundational layers of software, Arjav, there's a highly detailed and comprehensive project making waves called a compiler writing journey. It's an open source resource, hosted on GitHub, that guides individuals through the intricate process of building a compiler from scratch. This isn't just a technical exercise. It's a deep dive into the architecture and principles that underpin how programming languages are translated into executable code. It's an invaluable resource for aspiring systems engineers and computer science enthusiasts, offering practical insights into a complex but essential area of computing.
Arohi, thank you for that incredibly insightful roundup of today's tech news. It's clear that AI autonomy, innovation in hardware and software, and the ongoing evolution of our digital landscape continue to drive headlines.
My pleasure, Arjav. It's an exciting time to be covering these developments.
And before we go, here's a surprising fun fact for you. Did you know that the term robot comes from the Czech word robota, meaning forced labor or drudgery, and was introduced by playwright Karel Čapek in his 1920 play RUR to describe artificial humanoids? A fascinating linguistic origin for a concept that continues to evolve rapidly in our world. That's all the time we have for today on Tech News Briefing. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Arjav.
And I'm Arohi.
We'll be back tomorrow with more essential tech news. Until then, have a fantastic day.